I have via phone with me on the radio, Tim Reppy. He is the coordinator, I believe, of the Two Harbors Rec Board. Thank you so much, Tim. I know you've been on the radio before. Thanks for being with us again this morning.
Absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning. And first, can you just give us a quick snapshot of the City Rec Board? So this is I believe it's a budget for one thing. You have money from the city, and you're all about promoting recreational activities. Maybe that's as simple as it is, but tell us what you can about the Rec Board.
Sure. We get money from the city and the county, and then whatever fees we take in. And we try to provide programs for adults and the kids in Lake County and the city, of course.
Yeah, so you do a lot in the summer. I know there's a lot of baseball going on and other sort of fun stuff. It's great to know that there's things outside of school that kids can get involved in. And right now, of course, you're focused on the winter sports. And so rec skating, in other words, skating that's not being on a team, but just getting out there and having fun, seems to be a priority. Tell us what's available.
Sure. You know, you don't have to be a hockey player to enjoy the ice.
Right.
So we have three rinks in town. The one behind the arena is for hockey. And then we have two other just skating rinks so kids can go out and enjoy that activity at Odegaard Park and Seagog.
And those are, like, you flood them, and then are they lit at night?
We do. We have lights, and we have some rink attendants working as many hours as we can. We don't have a lot of people that are doing those jobs or applied for those jobs, but you can still put your skates on the benches outside and skate for free, and the lights go till about 9 o'clock and maybe a little bit later on the weekends.
Nice. And tell us again where those rinks.
Odegaard Park, uptown Two Harbors.
Yep.
And then Seagog, which is kind of a hidden one. We're trying to revive that one. They had it years ago and it kind of went away, and we're trying to get that one back up and running out there.
Yeah, is that where the soccer fields are at Seagog?
Correct. And there's a new warming house up there. They redid that, and we're trying to revive it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I didn't even know that was going on. And then it sounds like it's hard to tell if the warming house will be available, so be ready to just put on your skates, but there may be a warming house. Is that kind of the size of it?
Yeah, it's hard to get workers for that many hours for three different rinks.
Yeah. Yep. And then, so how about the indoor rink?
The indoor rinks we have had going since October. We rent ice from Youth Hockey Association, and Jesse Lundgren there does a great job. We have a few left one left in January and then a few in February. And most of them now that are left for this part of the year are Saturdays and Sundays.
And how do people find out when those hours are?
We put it out to the computer through the school, so all the parents should have got a notice. We advertise it at the schools, and word of mouth, Facebook, and there are times at the arena if you want to go and get a schedule there.
Okay. And what's the Facebook page?
You know, I just kind of throw it out to people, and the word spreads that way, and it seems to work okay.
Okay.
Your radio show here will help.
Yes.
Get the word out.
Yeah. So we're trying to get it in the paper also. And when people can see it. But there's no sort of Facebook page just for the City Rec. Is that right?
No, there's not.
Okay. And then just out of curiosity, do you get, a substantial number of people at those open rec times? And are people skating on the outdoor rinks?
Yeah, it depends on the weather on the outdoor rinks. Obviously, we had some tough times there earlier in the year with the rain that came, but they're up and running in pretty good shape right now. I know we have some warm weather coming up, but they should be ready to go. And, of course, the arena is always great to skate in there.
Yeah. I remember I was there once with littler kids, and I think they were allowed to bring chairs out and skate with chairs. Is that true?
They do have some skating apparatuses to help you if you don't know how. Right beside the rink that you can grab and use for free.
Yeah, and it's all ages and free. So,
all ages and free, and the rinks are not packed, so there's plenty of room. So, if you want to take your son or daughter out there, you're going to have room and not get run over.
Yeah, don't be intimidated. Wonderful.
Yeah.
And then there's an adult workout night coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have to kind of wait till the gyms open up. From basketball, girls and boys basketball, that runs till about mid-March. And then we can get in the gym and have adult workout nights. So obviously no kids. And adults can go in the pool if you want to do some rehab in the pool, or if you want to do some water aerobics or just lap swim. The fitness center is open, and then of course we have three gyms there, and you could play basketball, volleyball, or pickleball.
That's just so fabulous. And this is going to be weekly, March through May. Is that right? That's what it was last year, I think.
Yeah, March through May, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 6 to 8, so you can get home at a decent time and get a workout in.
Yeah, yeah. Has this been well attended in the past?
You know, when we first started quite a few years ago, it has slowed down a little bit, so there's plenty of room.
Okay.
But we hope to get more people. Enjoy that part of the spring, because that part of the year is not the best for
right. Northern Minnesota. It's kind of the Achilles heel of our climate, I think, is spring.
True.
All right, Tim. Now, if there's a listener saying, Rec Board, what a great idea. I think that we should try this. Who should they contact with ideas for you? Or is the best thing to come to one of your meetings? Or how does that work?
You know, you could sure come to one of our meetings. We meet the second Wednesday of every month at 6:15 right at City Hall Quarters. You could get my email or email me at the school. You can call me. You can call City Hall, and I'll get in touch with you. Whatever is easier for you, and we'd be happy to hear any new ideas.
Yeah, wonderful. I know you were very supportive in helping fund a drama club for kids years ago. So it's not just, you know, outside sports. It's all kinds of stuff you guys do. So
No. It could be arts and crafts or whatever, sure.
Yep. I'm speaking with Tim Reppy. He is a member of the Two Harbors Rec Board. Thanks so much, Tim, and we will have you again when there's more to talk about.
Sounds good. Thank you, and you guys have a nice day.
All right. Bye-bye. That was Tim Reppy.